The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday. Welcome to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. I'm his very fortunate co-host, Ted Robertson, and we've said it 1,000 times. We'll say it 1,000 more. The insurance system makes everybody crazy, and yes, that includes you. Don't try to hide it. I want to welcome Antonio Briseño, the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world for more than 2 decades. He's seen the industry from the inside out. He's seen the system change. We've all seen it get more chaotic. It's not DIY anymore. It hasn't been for a long time. It's just going to get worse moving forward. You've got to have an agent for this to handle this stuff for you, and that's why Antonio does what he does. Antonio, as always, my favorite half hour of the week. We're going to do a couple things on the program today. We're going to introduce somebody very special, one of your referral partners in the accounting space. But why don't we do this? Because you are on a crusade. You hate insurance robocalls because those people are ripping folks off. So you've got a robocall update. We're going to do that every program until robocalls are dead.
Correct. Well, we're still working on it. We don't have anything new today, but I think it's just disgusting of what these people are doing and these marketing companies, because as we talked about last week, $48 billion in the United States for robocalls in general. I mean, come on. I'm not the only one that's annoyed. $48 billion.
And out of those $48 billion, $26 billion are robocalls for insurance.
Correct. So I can't be the only one annoyed there either.
I seriously doubt with a B for billion that you are.
Yeah, so please help join my crusade. Let your friends, family, and enemies know that never give anyone your information for a robocall. Not health insurance, not any other types of insurance or any business at all. If no one buys anything from these people, they will stop. That's the one thing you got to remember. If they get nothing, they're not going to spend the money. So please, please help yourself, help everyone else. Let's end these things. And we are going to do more and try and get this more on the airwaves and contact other organizations as well so we can get as much help as possible. And then also, for insurance, contact the Department of Insurance, complain to them. You can talk to the Attorney General. I would call your phone carrier as well. Yell at them as well. Whoever you can think of, let's do whatever we can to get this to come to an end.
Absolutely. Okay. Antonio, one of the things that's very important to you is having a good team around you. Not only does that affect how your office works, you have a stellar group working for you in service to your clients, but it also extends to your professional network. And again, that extends back to the customer experience that you deliver, which is superior, period, end of story. And that means having good, strong referral partners in multiple categories. Today, we're going to introduce one of your favorite referral partners in the accounting space, somebody that you work with fairly extensively to untie people's knots that you oftentimes uncover in the discovery process when you're sitting and working your way through how to figure out which is the best insurance policy for them. You're also going to talk about the idea that insurance can be tax deductible. So I'm going to turn it over to you and introduce your guests, and you guys give us some details. I'm intrigued.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, you know, if you've listened to other shows and we've talked about where we've helped people save money on taxes, and we have referenced that we have actually talked to someone and got information from them first, well, happy to say we have that person in the studio. That has helped us with a lot of these clients and, you know, help me and my staff as well. So my staff loves her and her office because she's the one that makes sure that things run smoothly in the office and they get paid. So they really like her for that reason, too, because her office manages all of our accounting, payroll, and all that stuff as well. So, you know, not only will she help you, but she helps me. And so that's why we love her as well. So I want to introduce my accountant and the accountant that we refer to all of our clients, Carella Rafferty. She's here. So welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your office and your staff. And, you know, let's have an introduction to our listeners.
Sure. Hi, I'm Carol Rafferty. I'm the owner of Carol's Tax Assistance. I've done taxes about 10 plus years, and we've been in the Springs 3 years now.
Great. And now you also have worked in many other states as well.
I did, and I do. We have offices. We have satellite offices in Maryland, Hawaii, and California.
Yeah, we've talked about that we need to actually make that a brick and mortar office in Hawaii so that we can actually have a resort to go to.
Yes, that would be amazing.
So. That would be awesome. We've talked about that a lot. That would be so cool because I've even said to Claire in the office, you know, we need to go to Hawaii for the weekend. So let's go ahead and get into, you know, how we can help people and, you know, and what we can do. So one of the biggest things that we've talked about on the show, and Ted likes to mention every week, is that Insurance World is not a DIY thing. You know, do not try it yourself because it won't be pretty. So I've always thought, and you've kind of helped me to understand, accounting is not a DIY thing either. So tell us from your professional opinion, you know, how these people can basically mess up things for themselves like they do in the insurance world, and how you and your office can help them to have a better experience.
So I think it all starts with education. If you start, if you use a program to do your taxes that's online and that's free, you usually don't get a lot of education. You actually have to look into all of the different credits. You would have to look into all of the different deductions that you're going to put onto that tax return. And in most cases, you don't really know where all of these numbers are going to come from. And you can mess up a lot of different things and then all of a sudden get a huge tax refund that's not really yours. And then 2 years from now, you're going to get a letter from the IRS and you're going to have to pay all that money back, where in most cases, that money is not there anymore. So it's really important that you know what you're doing. So if you are 100% sure that you do everything correctly, go ahead and do it yourself, but have someone review it. So in our office, what we do a lot is we always look at your last year's tax return and we go over it and we explain it to you so you can actually understand what you filed and what you signed. And in regards to do it yourself, you just forget a lot of deductions and a lot of credits. And in regards to health insurance, I love being a partner with Antonio because it's really important that your bookkeeper, your tax professional, and your insurance professional actually work together. Because there are certain things that we see with all of our clients that we can actually help them lower their health insurance costs. And also get a deduction for their taxes.
Awesome. So what have you seen since ACA came into, you know, kind of affect insurance? And it put a lot more involvement in taxes with the ACA, with the subsidies and the cost shares and all this stuff. And then we had penalties for a while as well. So how did that make things more complicated for you guys?
So I think a lot of people didn't realize that there is going to be a penalty for not having health insurance because there wasn't that much education out there. So if you're not constantly on the radio or on the internet looking for news and actually researching all of the health insurance parts with the ACA, then you really don't know why at the end of the year I would tell you that you owe money now because you didn't have health insurance. So the major part that we have seen is that most people probably wouldn't have had health insurance if it wouldn't have been for the penalty. And if they didn't have health insurance, then they got really, really upset in regards to the penalties. Because unfortunately, even though everybody should have known that there was a penalty, not everybody really took that to heart.
So how else, now, as we know, you know, the penalties don't exist anymore. They did at one time, and that was probably really crazy. It was crazy for us.
Yes.
And we saw one of the biggest frustrating things for us that we saw is a lot of people were getting insurance just to avoid the penalty. And I'm sure you got your office all that, too. And it's kind of crazy because they really needed insurance anyways, but they're going without it. And then that goes to the calls that we got all the time that one of Ted's favorite subjects that we talked about, and that was that guy. Because that guy always wanted to wait to get insurance until they absolutely needed it. And so what other things that we kind of saw? Well, let's say that with the taxes now, how is that, besides the penalties, how is that, those tax changes with the ACA, how has that affected your clients?
So what we've seen a lot in regards to people just trying to avoid penalties, that they didn't have good information from insurance brokers. So whenever you're trying to avoid a penalty, you also want to make sure that you get the products that are good for you so that the insurance, you can actually use it. And it's not just there to avoid a penalty because people do get sick. You know, like it happens all the time and everybody thinks, oh, I don't need health insurance. But it's like I'm coming from a country where everybody has health insurance. So to me, I don't understand why you wouldn't ever have health insurance. And so the penalty kind of just helped getting people to the point that they needed health insurance to not pay as much taxes.
Great. So just so you're aware, like I said, there is no penalties now, but basically what it sounds like that we're saying is these people were buying products from other agents that were not best for them, mainly because they were trying to avoid that penalty in the past.
Yes. So they used products that weren't suited for them. And even though we don't have a penalty anymore, there's a lot of deductions you can get for using health insurance. So it's really, really important that you have a good insurance agent and you have someone that actually understands the tax consequences or at least works with your accountant or CPA.
Wonderful. That's excellent. Great. Well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about more about those tax advantages and how you can actually get more benefits that you are not aware of for individuals and businesses. And as everyone knows, we love to go ahead and tell our businesses how you can get more advantages to help your business.
Antonio, that is all coming up in the second segment. We are going to take a short break. Before we do that, just a quick reminder, you can reach Antonio at 719-203-6424. That's 719-203-6424. You can also catch any of Antonio's editions of The Agent at KRDO.com. Click on radio and select podcast. They're all available 24/7, totally free. If you missed something in this one, always best to give Antonio a call at 203-6424. But if you don't want to talk to him right away, and we hope you will soon, you can certainly give a listen to the podcast. And let's get that short break out of the way. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent, on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent, the guy who gets things done. Give him a call at 719-203-6424. If you've missed anything in any of Antonio's shows, head on over to KRDO.com. Click on radio and select podcast. Look for The Agent. You'll see Antonio's smiling face in the feed there on the podcast site. Circle back and listen to any of the episodes absolutely free, on demand, when you're ready. Otherwise, give him a call. In this segment, we're going to talk about insurance policies that are tax deductible, which, that speaks to tax advantages for business owners, supplemental insurance, disability, all those things that only experts like Antonio, of course, and Carola Rafferty, his guest, can speak to a bajillion times better than I. So I'm glad you guys are always conscious of talking down to a guy like me, because then I know all those people in the world who are smarter than I am are getting it. They're understanding it, and they're ready to make that call to you, Antonio. Again, 203-6424.
Great. Well, Ted, you got to give yourself credit, because we could not do this show without you. There's no way without your expertise and knowledge, it wouldn't happen.
I am humbled, sir. Thank you.
You are welcome. So now we're going to get into my favorite piece, and this is what I like to talk about the most. And I have to say that Carola loves it as well, because this is where we really are able to help our clients. And I think this is one of the biggest parts where we can set ourselves apart from a lot of other professionals out there. And this is where I spent a lot of time educating my clients, and I know Carola does the same thing. So we're going to talk about AGI, adjusted gross income. We're going to talk about tax advantages for businesses and individuals, and how that works. So you don't want to hear it from me, because you're like, well, you're the insurance guy. Come on. So that's why we have my favorite accountant here, and she's going to give you the facts.
Hi, thank you, Antonio. So in regards to how Antonio and I work together, or how you should actually have your insurance broker work with your tax professional, is that you can actually lower your monthly health insurance premiums with a lower AGI. AGI means adjusted gross income, which is pretty much your total income minus adjustments like student loan interest, self-employed health insurance benefits, and so forth. So it's really important that you have an open communication with those professionals in your realm. In regards to tax advantages for business owners, so if you are a small business owner, you should definitely have health insurance, and you can deduct that as an adjustment to your income, which means that you're going to have a lower taxable income and you're going to pay less taxes, and that's what everybody wants to do. And so Antonio has several different insurances, and whenever we see someone that has a Schedule C business, so they are a small business owner and they do not have any health insurance, we love referring them over to you guys, because the most important part, what we see with all of our clients, is that education is missing. So they don't know anything in regards to insurance. They know they have to have it, but they don't really know how that works in regards to their taxes and for their personal budgeting.
So one thing that we've done a lot of, I know there's products that we can write off and there's some we can't. We would love to do all of them, and we've pushed the boundaries as much as we can to help our clients, but I know you keep us on track so that we don't make any mistakes. So I know we can, so we've been doing a lot with supplemental insurances. So why don't we talk about that, of how, you know, those indemnity plans and how those supplemental plans for those business owners, you know, how that works. And, you know, from my understanding, you know, we put that health insurance policy together And then, you know, I always look at those big max out-of-pockets and deductibles that not everyone has that money just sitting around ready to pay that doctor or the surgeon or the hospital. And so that's why we always recommend doing supplemental plans. And so my understanding is that can be paid for through the business.
Yes. So depending on your business entity and depending who you're doing it for. So for example, if you want to make sure that the employees that you have a staff of four people, you want to make sure that they have good employee benefits, depending on your entity type, you would be able to write that off as employee benefits, which is huge for you as a write-off against any profit that you have. But it's also huge for your employees because we want to keep good employees and it's really hard in this market.
Right. So just so you're aware, so those supplemental plans are things like accident plans, and they are like critical illness. So if you have a major illness like a cancer or a heart attack or a stroke, those plans are going to pay you money directly to help pay for those costs. So those deductibles, the max out-of-pockets, now you don't have to use the money for that. But it can be used for that. But it can be used for anything. So let's say you're not working and you need money to pay the mortgage or groceries or daycare. We know that's expensive, you know, and so many things. So those supplemental things are going to be able to help you and your employees. And then it helps lower your adjusted gross income. So if you're going to lower the adjusted gross income, then that helps you overall at the end of the year.
Yes. So it helps you lower your taxes, and that's what everybody wants, because the lower taxes you have, the less you have to pay at the end of the year or the more refund you're going to get back, depending on your situation.
So some of the other products, from our understanding, is disability is one that has been used for many years as well, correct?
Yes. So with disability, everybody should know that whenever you do have a disability plan through an employer and you have to take that money out, depending on the percentage of the premiums that your employer pays for you, that amount is going to be taxable whenever you take that money out, whenever you have that disability. What that means is if I'm as the employer, pay 20% of the premiums for your long-term disability. Once you take out that disability, because you need to have it, because you're now on, you're considered disabled now, then 20% of the payments that you receive from an insurance is taxable. But for you as an employer, whenever you offer this as an employee benefit, you can use that as a deduction for your taxes.
Excellent. Well, so sounds like lots of advantages for our business owners. Also advantages for our individual clients, because the more you understand how your taxes work with the insurance as well, is going to be a better benefit for you and save you money just by the education.
For sure. But you should also make sure that you have a good person that actually talks to all of your employees to see what they need. Because whenever you want to do an employee benefit, you want to make sure that it's actually benefiting your employees and it's not just a write-off. So that's where it's really important where your insurance broker and your accountant actually talk to each other.
Okay. So in case there's someone out there going, well, my situation's a mess, I don't know what to do, this sounds great, but who are you? How can I get a hold of you? So what is your office number? Where's the best place they can call to get a hold of your staff in case they need some real help?
Okay, so if you guys would like some help or have any questions or would like us to look over your tax return and see if there's any tax advantages that we can find, or if you have an insurance plan and you want to see how that can be lowered, and you work with Antonio, please give us a call. Our phone number is 719-203-4589. Again, 719-203-4589.
Awesome. So, and if you've missed any of this show and you want to check it out, you can go ahead and check out the podcast on KRADO.com. And then also, if you have any questions for me, call my office at 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. And as we've said before, if you want to email us any information, or if you have a question, or if you have information that you would like us to talk about on the show, you can email us also at abrisenio@healthmarkets.com. That's A-B-R-I-C-E-N-O at healthmarkets.com. So let us know if we can help. We are here to help you, and we're going to continue bringing you more of our partners and people that can actually help you in finances and many other areas in your individual and business life. So we want to thank Carola for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have any questions for her, please call her office. And what was that number again?
719-203-4589. Again, 719-203-4589. Or you can find us online at carolstaxassistance.com.
And then real quick, we just have a little time left. Give us just a couple sentences on services that you're offering in case we didn't hit all those.
Okay, so our office offers tax preparation services, payroll, and bookkeeping services. So, and the major part that we do is we help small businesses from the ground up. So we will help you with the registration, with your EIN number, and we'll go over all of the different deductions and credits that pertain to you depending on what your business is or if you're an individual. And we'd love to hear from you.
Wonderful. Okay, so just again, our number is 719-203-6424. So if you were one of those people that were sitting on the side of the road waiting for that number, that was 719-203-6424.
All right, Antonio. Coming up on the next week's show, it is all about Friday health plans. In other words, the first Saturday is all about Friday. Right?
Yes, it is.
And we'll bring somebody from Friday on. We'll have a nice chat about Friday and what's going on with them. Updates on robocalls. You are the anti-robocall man. The agent is after the robocallers.
We are after those robocallers.
Yeah, they can be pretty awful. So looking forward to all of that. If you have questions or comments, you need to set an appointment because you need insurance or you just want to have your policy looked at, give Antonio a call at 719-203-6424. That's 719-203-6424. I tease him all the time because I want to put him on the hook to answer his own phone calls. But he has a team. They're much nicer than he is when he's busy. Antonio, you are the best, I promise you. I'm just kidding. If he can't personally answer your call, of course, you'll get in touch with one of his staff, or you can leave a voicemail, and they will call you right back. But the most important thing, meet Antonio. Get in front of him. And get a sense for where you are in your insurance life. And with that, we thank you for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño. He's the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join Antonio Saturday mornings at 11:30 here on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com, on demand anytime at KRDO.com. Select the radio button and click on podcast.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.